Just in time for its 100th anniversary, the Food and Drug Administration has come under sharp criticism. A couple of months ago, a report slammed the agency for not paying sufficient attention to prescription drugs on the market. A report released yesterday says the FDA is not enforcing its own rules and regulations often enough. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
3 years ago, FDA inspectors in England noticed big safety problems in a manufacturing plant that supplied the U.S. with vaccines. They told FDA headquarters about the problems. The agency did nothing. Then a year later, British authorities noticed the problem and shut the plant down. As a result, many Americans couldn't get flu vaccine that year. Now a review of the agency's own record shows the FDA didn't take action on lots of other problems as well. Democratic staffers on the House Committee on Government Reform found that out by studying agency records over a 5-year period ending in 2005. Dr. Jerry Avorn of Harvard University, an author of a book critical of the FDA, reviewed the information for the committee.
The big picture number that was of concern is this systematic decline in the number of enforcement activities of any kind that FDA has engaged in over the last number of years. And it really has gone down sharply to the point where it's only about half as many enforcement activities as were in place several years ago.
The FDA turned down a request for an interview. In a written statement, the agency said it can't be judged by counting up the number of warning letters it's issued, that instead of focusing on quantity, it has been picking its targets carefully. But the report cites several examples of the agency disregarding problems that had killed people, including the failure to do anything after its field officers learned that 4 people had died when a supplier provided nitrogen instead of oxygen to an old age home. The report specifically cited a 66% drop in the number of warning letters issued by the FDA's Center for Devices and Radiological Health, or CDRH. Michael McGarry is executive vice president of the Trade Group for Medical Device Manufacturers. McGarry says the decrease in warning letters may not mean the FDA is paying less attention to flaws in surgical and medical equipment.
It's important to keep in mind that CDRH issues many types of warning letters that have nothing to do with the manufacture of a medical device, including advertising, mammography facility inspections, airport X-ray system inspections, laser light show inspections, and clinical trials.
FDA critic Jerry Avorn of Harvard University says it doesn't matter what the warning letters are about. What's most important is the message that a decrease in enforcement sends to other drug and device makers.
The purpose of warning letters is not just to deal with that one incident, but to let companies know that the FDA is on the case and the FDA is being vigilant. And when those letters don't get out, the message does get out, FDA is not going to be as effective or alert in dealing with the next thing that comes up.
He says it's part of a larger picture of an FDA unwilling to discipline drug companies for overstating the benefits of their products and advertisements and not acting more quickly on drugs that show problems, such as Vioxx. Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman, who commissioned the report, says its findings are another threat to the FDA's reputation.
I hope this report illustrates to the FDA that the American public is relying on it to do its job to make sure that we are continuously protected from unsafe foods or ineffective drugs or devices that may harm us.
On the Senate side, Republican Senator Charles Grassley is continuing to call for reform of the agency and has introduced legislation to make some changes. Other senators are expected to introduce their own legislation soon. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.